I'm wrong. But don't if I'm right. Outside the window. A bubble. With a woman in it. Funny things one imagines, huh? Imagines. She's waving at me.
The makers of Jungle Oats and Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jet Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Far Star.
Because he eats plenty of what's good for him. It's the same with you growing youngsters. Eat the right food for breakfast. A bowlful of good, nourishing jungle oats, and you're roaring to go.
Mom, I ran the mile in 6 minutes. I'm up to swimming practice now.
That's jungle talk.
Mom, guess what? I'm the junior netball captain.
That's jungle talk. Eat good, nourishing jungle oats for breakfast every day, and you're roaring to take on anything. Jungle Oats, South Africa's champion energy breakfast.
Look, Spaghetti, we may as well try and get some sleep now.
Excuse me.
Look, we know what's going on, we think. Now, these alien beings...
Excuse me.
Well, we think they're working through Dr. Kett, Spaghetti. All we have to do is...
And maybe you didn't hear what they said.
I just have to watch her, that's all.
I am watching her.
You know, well, it's okay then. What are you getting so head up about?
I am watching her outside.
Hmm?
This is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, Spaghetti, look. Seriously, we'd better try and get some sleep. We have a lot to do.
And... there is a woman outside the window here, waving at me.
Oh, yes, you should be so lucky.
But it is true.
Hmm. Outside the window.
In a little bubble. I mean, a bubble. A bubble about a meter high. That is the bubble, I mean. Not the girl. And I actually imagine the person. No, wait a moment. Hello, my baby. How are you? I'm having a time explaining to Jet. But we'll get there in the end. See, now, this woman is about 2 feet high. Or should we say, 3/4 of a meter, approximato.
And you say you know her, Spaghetti?
But of course, it is Dr. Kett.
All right, Spaghetti, joke time over. Come on.
I'm not joking.
And the fact that Dr. Kett is right here, Spaghetti, in this contour chair right here, we've just listened to her talking in her sleep.
I don't care about that. That was a moment ago. Now she's in a bubble, and she waves at me. Pretty girl. Nice legs, too. And she's wearing a sort of, well, a one-piece suit. It's made of a material I haven't seen before. And the neck and the ankles, and she waves at me. Hey, you want to come in, eh?
Spaghetti, you're just beginning to worry
now
me.
Now, why?
Well, because you're not seeing what you think you're seeing. They call it space hallucination. It's
so?
It happened to quite a few of the lunar astronauts. They saw things that just weren't there.
I see. You, Bubble, go away. I'm not seeing you. So.
Hey, what's that?
The bubble bumping against the side of the spaceship. But it isn't really happening, so you should worry.
Hey, hang on, Spaghetti, hang on.
I think she's in there, this little person. And she's pushing her body against the side of the bubble to make it bounce against the side of the spaceship. But that is not happening. It doesn't matter.
Look, Spaghetti, will you stop it?
Stop what?
Stop bumping against something else inside here and,
No, it wasn't me. Scout's on her.
Ah, please.
Hello, little person. How are you? Nice to see you, even though you're not there. Nice to hear you bumping against the spaceship, even though you are not bumping against the spaceship. What? Jet, she looks worried.
Spaghetti, I'm beginning to...
She looks most worried. She points to us, to herself, to the stars, our destination. With such a lovely little girl.
Oh, Spaghetti, please.
What's up, Jet?
Spaghetti trying to crack a few funnies and, look out your window, Spaghetti. You'll see that,
By the elliptical edges of Eridanus. There is something outside, a little bubble. And a woman in there. It does look like Dr. Kett.
So what have I been telling you?
Well, I thought you were playing a fool, Spaghetti. Sam, look, quickly.
Good heavens, Jet. She's Dr. Kett's double exactly. We've got to get her in, Jet.
Yes, of course.
Suits on, all of us.
The whole lot, yes. I'm going for a spacewalk to bring her in. Jupiter. We'll help you on with the suit, boy. Sam, help me. Spaghetti, you wake Dr. Kett.
Okay.
Come on, we'll equalize atmospheres, and I'm going out there.
Okay, we'll keep holding on to the lifeline just in case. And here's the bubble right here. Incredible. A woman inside, exactly as Spaghetti described her, crouched in there. In what looks exactly like a soap bubble. The bubble you see in your bath. And she's smiling at me. Knows she's going to be rescued, eh? I guess so. All right, we activate the guide rocket strapped to my feet. And we get into a position to swing the bubble into the spaceship. Okay? Now. There we are. Facing the other way, and we push the bubble before us, and we start going back into the spaceship. Hang on, this is rather like trying to sink a golf ball, trying to sink a putt. Yeah. Sam, coming out to help, huh?
Need help, Jet?
Please, Sam.
I don't see any handholds on this thing.
No, there aren't any. It'll fit through the hatch into the ship there. Hang on. Reach out your arms. Guide it in, Sam. Hold on to the side there, pressing your finger against the sides, all right?
Right.
And I'll come behind the bubble and push it in. Right, rockets again. In position now.
One more tap, Jet. Just out of my reach.
All right, Sam, there we are. There, you got it?
Yeah.
Well, we'll argue about that one later, Spaghetti. Okay. Sam, the bubble should be in position now.
It is.
Easy does it now, Sam. Have you got it?
Got it.
Ease it and her into the spaceship.
Yeah, you want me to pull your lifeline yet, Jet?
Not yet. Sam?
Inside. Got it, Jet.
Good. Okay, I'm coming in. Shan't waste any of the fuel of the rockets. I'll pull myself along the line and come back in that way. Here we go. And in we get. Right, here's the hat, Spaghetti. Let's equalize things and find out who and what this creature is. Sam? What are you trying to say?
I'm not sure.
Can you read her lips?
Hang on. What if she doesn't talk English?
Oh, just try it.
Maybe try Italian, maybe.
Not at the moment, I don't think. Huh?
Yeah, I don't know. She looks a bit like Claudia Cardinale. Mind you, so do you, Dr. Kett.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
You know who this thing is?
We've guessed, we think, Doctor. The one who tried to contact you, who tried to contact us, or you through us at Orion's Peak.
She's trying to say something.
Hang on.
Let me try, Jet. I studied this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're breathing. She said, I am Kett. I am... prisoner, is that the word? Yes, I am prisoner. Break prison, I can live.
Good. She's pretty, huh?
She's something of a puzzle, too.
I think we can smash the bubble, Jet.
All right. Here you go. Stand back, all of you.
Thank you. I am Kett of Armageddon. You have rescued me. I am your slave. Your slave, Jet Jungle.
Hey, what about me? I saw you in the bubble.
Are you the one who contacted us?
Yes.
You know who I am?
I know who you are because the astral beings know who you are. They wait for you. They made me prisoner and they put me in orbit around Armageddon to die from the radiation of our sun, Helioron. And how did you... we're 2 days away from Armageddon, traveling even at the speed of light. There was solar disturbance.
Hang on, of course. And you were pushed out of orbit.
Yes. And by luck, that is your word, I came against your ship.
Incredible. All right. What do you have to tell us, huh?
Kett, would you like something to eat and drink first?
Yes, please.
I'll get that fixed.
Thanks, Sam.
You are Jet Jungle?
That's right.
You are the Letty?
Yes.
This is Jupiter. And you are Dr. Kett, the Earthling. Yeah.
It's incredible, Doctor. It's like looking at you in miniature.
Sure. You say you are from Armageddon? That is so. We knew that you were in charge of part of Project Falstar. I knew that Jet Jungle was going to lead this project into the heavens. I contacted him and you.
You're so like each other, even the name.
I have no name. I took hers when we knew of her.
We?
Aya Kine, once the benevolent rulers of Armageddon.
Who rules now?
Morin and the astral beings. They are bad things. They will try to kill you. They may be listening even now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're the one. Yes. And what is happening there? Our planet needs to be free. Armageddon?
It must be Armageddon. And Armageddon is not a star, eh?
No.
Yes, some food. I hope you like it.
I shall.
Little lady, you don't like maybe to sit on my knee while you eat.
No, thank you.
Okay, I was only trying.
Kit, we have to know as much about you as we can. As much about Armageddon, as much about your people, and as much about the astral beings, Norin, and the astral beings as we can, and what they're likely to do to us.
They may attack, even now.
You do?
Hey, son, here in space?
Possible.
And those are bolts of lightning. And they are being aimed. Being aimed for us.
When a man gets to be 9 or 10, he's going far. And that's just when he needs the stuff that kills a man.
Black Cat Peanut Butter!
Yes, Black Cat Peanut Butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness. And the taste? Well, children love it!
Black Cat Peanut Butter!
Spaghetti, there just cannot be thunder and lightning with no atmosphere.
That's what I mean. And there it is. Spaceship.
What?
And it fires lightning at us. Look out!
Be first with a Jet Jungle bicycle. Only 69 Rand with free crash helmet for club members. Only at OK Furniture Branches.
Listen every night, Monday to Friday, to the adventures of Jet Jungle, the fittest man in the world. Project Firestar was brought to you by the makers of Black Cat Peanut Butter and Jungle Oats.